Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? The 23rd edition of the Florida Cup, showcasing the Sunshine State's breeding and racing industry, was presented at Tampa Bay Downs on Sunday, and horses in different divisions competed in six competitive stakes races for purses of $110,000 in each contest. Let's start with the Naira Betts Sprint at 6 furlongs on the main track for 4-year-olds and up. Cliff and Michelle Love's homebred Damon's Mound reached millionaire status in the Naira Betts Sprint for five-time champion trainer Bill Mott. But the locally based Chrome Ghost made him work every step of the 6 furlongs to achieve the career milestone. "He's a real warrior," said Bill Mott via text. "He had to fight for it today," said Junior Alvarado, his regular partner who was aboard when they were the runners-up in the Gulfstream Park Sprint in their last effort, February 21st. "He really is a fighter, isn't he?" The graded stakes-winning son of Gervin and San Antonio Stroll by Stroll was dispatched as a 3-5 favorite in a field of 6 horses aged 4 and up, and he battled with the 5-1 choice Chrome Ghost from the outset as they set fleet fractions of 22.49, 44.86, and 56.65 before Damon's Mound crossed the wire in front by a half a length in the final time of 1:08.88 on the fast track. Flood Zone, a graded stakes winner for trainer Brad Cox and ridden by Irod Ortiz Jr., raced behind the pace setters and had to settle for third, another length and a half lengths behind. Classic Horse, Northingside, and El Principito followed to the wire. Damon's Mound, a 6-year-old horse who won the Gulfstream Park Sprint Stakes for Florida Breds 2 starts back at Gulfstream Park, was making the 20th start of his career and now has a record of 8-3-2. The $70,000 winner share of the purse pushed his total earnings to $1,018,405. Damon's Mound rewarded his backers with a $3.20 mutual for a $2 win wager. And that's the only observation I have about some of these races, racing fans, is there were short fields and some short prices, but good racing nonetheless. The Pleasant Acres Stallions Distaff Turf Race, which was held at 1 16 on the firm Tampa Bay Downs Turf Course for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, was another case of the favorite just outclassing and being too good for her opponents. Live Oak Plantation homebred Super Zonda relished being back with state bred company as she triumphed over 7 other 3-year-olds to capture the Stonehenge Farm sophomore fillies under an expert ride by Irod Ortiz Jr. Nonetheless, she needed plenty of heart for the victory throughout the 1 16 test on the turf and gave her jockey every ounce she had to take command shortly before the wire. "I got a great post for her style and had speed inside, so I allowed them to break but did not want to get her out of the race. The horse was keen early and she was closing to the wire. I wanted to switch her off a little more to save energy for the end, and I knew she was going to give me a big run," explained Ortiz Jr. Dispatched as a heavy favorite at $1.50 to $1, Super Zonda battled with 22-1 long shot Let's Go Coco, who put up a stubborn fight under Marcos Meneses to the finish before she crossed the wire on the half length on the firm course, and she was a half length to the good. Rugalak was third, another length behind. Dreaming of Abba, Super Wilwa, Notable Exchange, and Charlie's Wish, and Miss Mary Nell followed the top three home. It was a very good effort, and I thought Irad gave her a great ride, said dual American Canadian Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie. It's always wonderful to win for Live Oak Plantation owner Mrs. Weber with a homebred. Super Zonda was never a factor in the Grade 3 Honey Fox at Gulfstream Park in her last versus open company, but she returned $5 for the $2 bet on Sunday. Now with a record of 4 wins and 9 starts, the 4-year-old daughter of Curlin and Scat Daddy Mare Zonda has upped her earnings to $172,282. The Stonehenge Farm South Sophomore Fillies Stake, which was held on the main track at 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies, was another event that had a short field and a short-priced winner. Aided by a confident ride from champion rider Irad Ortiz, Tessalit. Tessalit made light work of the Stonehenge Farm South Sophomore Fillies while cruising to a dominating 4 3/4 length win over 4 other 3-year-old fillies in a 7-furlong test on the fast main track. The daughter of McKinsey and the Trap Shot mare Shot Down in Flames, who was trained by Safi Joseph Jr., bided her time at the back of the pack, then closed in around the far turn before taking control at the top of the lane without being asked. All Ortiz had to do was to shake the reins at her, and she accelerated, kicking clear to finish in the fleet time of 1:10.20 La Chismosa finished one length in front of Floco, with Emerald Ember and Questionable Decisions behind. Nasty Z and Unfaithful Rose were scratched. I waited a bit longer because there was nobody around me. Then I moved by the horses in front without using too much. Then I squeezed her a little bit, and the horse took it away from there and ultimately gave me a good kick, Ortiz Jr. said. Tessalit, who was owned by the partnership of the Breeders' Castle Gate Farm, Magic Cup Stable, Paul Braverman, and Timothy Pitch et al., won her second stakes at Tampa Bay Downs during the current meet after capturing the open company Gasparilla in similar fashion on January 10th. She upped her record to 7-4-1-1 and increased her earnings to $232,510. Safi Joseph Jr. said, "That was a big effort from her. I thought she ran very well today. And obviously, she likes Tampa. Irad gave her a good trip. She sat in the back, and then she really quickened nicely at the end. It's nice to get another stake on her resume." The 30 cents to a dollar favorite in the field returned $2.60 for the $2 win wager. The Lamb Home South Sophomore Turf, which was held at 1 1/16 on the firm Tampa Turf for 3-year-olds, was an exception to the chalky rule of the rest of the stakes races when a long shot came in and scored a minor upset. Mr. Moe's Magic, a Lynn Rarick trainee, took advantage of competing against fellow Florida breds under regular rider Jose Ferrer by pulling off the 13-1 upset in the field of 9 3-year-olds in the Lamb Home South Sophomore Turf at 1 1/16. Mr. Moe's Magic, who finished last in the Columbia Stakes against open company at 1 mile on this course in his previous effort on March 7th, made a bold move in the turn and stayed on to win comfortably while covering the distance in the final time of 1:40.20. Sirac, was 1 3/4 lengths behind. My Favorite Bird was another half a length back in third. Jose Ferrer described his mount as a big horse with a long stride, with the need for racing room and a clear run. He dragged me up the backside, and then I let him run. The horse was comfortable in the turn and came with a decisive finish. And then it was game over, said the rider. And all you racing fans who have heard any of my racing coverage or podcast will know I'm a big fan of jockey Jose Ferrer. He's over 60 years old, and he can still outride many jockeys half his age. And in my book, he's one of the best turf riders in the game right now. Trainer Rarick could not have been more pleased with the performance of Her Charge. I was very happy with him. The last stakes we were in, the Columbia, the turf was a little bit soft, and I don't think he liked it. Not having rain helped us. We tried him on the dirt one time, but I think he likes the grass and a firmer surface. Today, he did exactly what I thought he would do. Every time he's won, he breaks, sits in the back, comes around, circles the field, and comes down the lane like a rocket. He sure did that today. The Town, the even money favorite, trained by 2-time Eclipse Award winner Brad Cox, was never a factor in the outcome and finished 6th. The order of finish behind the top 3 was Chicken Dance, Megalese, The Town, Cruisin' Chuck, Move Jesse Move, and Mr. First. Mr. Moe's Magic paid $28.28. Owned by Ray Halselman and Keith Anderson, Mr. Moe's Magic is by Uncle Chuck and the DeFere mare, Magical Flair, and he was bred by Gerardo Bello. The Roan Colt's record improved to 7 starts with 3 wins, and he upped his bankroll to $142,780. The Ocala Breeders' Sales Sophomore Stakes held at 7 furlongs on the main track for 3-year-olds was another case of the favorite just being too good for the rest of them. May Commotion, a 3-year-old son of multiple Grade 1 winner Vekoma, made light work of the Ocala Breeders' Sales Sophomores by tapping into his early speed and then never looking back as he kicked clear through the lane to win by 2 lengths in the final time of 1 minute 22 and 28 100 seconds for 7 furlongs on the fast track. There was not much for me to do other than to let him go and do whatever he wanted to do. The decision was to allow the horse freedom early, said John Velasquez, who got the return call on the colt from trainer George Weaver, who was also the trainer of Vekoma. Johnny is a Hall of Famer, and he has a very good sense about horses, so he didn't need any instructions from me, said Weaver. That was a good race from this horse, and it's always nice to have one by Vekoma, who gave me a lot of great memories. The 4-5 favorite was chased home by Rocky's Balboa, who was 4 3/4 lengths in front of Best Minute Yet. Hard Talk and Left Nada Walkin' followed behind in the field, reduced to 5 by the scratches of Land Guard and Sweeping Shadow. My Commotion, who was out of Maymont by Unbridled Song, rewarded his backers with $3.60 to win for a $2 bet, and now has won 2 straight races and 3 career outings at Tampa Bay Downs. Bred by Dominique D'Amico, he is owned by Mona Venture Stables and Bianco Thoroughbreds, and upped his earnings to $98,300. The AAA Feed and Tack Turf Classic Stakes at 1 1/8 on the turf course for 4-year-olds and up was another example of Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez's riding ability. Under his expert handling, John Velasquez's uncle's Gold dug in deep down the lane to prevail in a thrilling three-horse mad dash to the wire and take the $110,000 AAA feed intact turf for older horses by a neck. The Live Oak Plantation Homebred covered the 1 1/8 miles over the firm turf course in a final time of 1 minute 49 in 70/100 seconds. Adios Cole with Junior Alvarado in the irons took second, and the 6-5 favorite Tank was another neck back with Irad Ortiz Jr. after leading until the 8th pole. Chow Chuck, Heathguard, Scarecrow, and Win With Faith followed in that order. He ran down the stretch, and there was a brief wait, but ultimately he got it done, says Velasquez, after they bested the 6 others in the field. Winning trainer Mike Trombetta said, "I've been looking forward to running him in this race for some time. The turf course at Gulfstream Park runs really fast, and even though he did okay there, I knew he would do better when he got to a turf course that's a little more conventional and more to his liking. He's a big guy, and it takes him a little bit more time to get wound up. I was glad that it went as well as it did. Johnny Velasquez gave him a great ride, too." Uncle's Gold, a 4-year-old colt by Uncle Mo out of the Giant's Causeway's mare, Giant Crystal, won his first stakes in 7 career tries, and his record is now 2 wins in a show out of 3 outings with $102,060 in earnings. He returned $5.60 for the $2 wager. And that's the wrap-up of the last stakes races for this season, racing fans. The season continues with 4-day-a-week racing every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until the first weekend in May, when Tampa Day Downs suspends live racing until next November around Thanksgiving. There's still plenty of time to get to the Downs before closing day. This is Handicapper Bob Bauer, wishing you good luck at the races always.